Okay, I'll make this short. I don't have any slides with me. I'm actually here because of some of the NRENs at Nordnet on behalf of SUNET and UNINET. So they're actually the one that should take credit for asking me to engage with our French colleagues in setting up a GT trial. We haven't got that far yet, so we had a little setback on manpower, but we're trying to get in gear now. And engage with the French people and get a trial up and running, get a video bridge up and running, and engage with the development. So SUNET had put in some resources so we can do some development on the WebRTC part together with the Anita. So basically, that's where we are right now. Everybody is committed. There's a lot of demand in the community around, in the Nordic countries and at the universities, for getting WebRTC up and running to have some use cases. We have a lot of use cases, so we really want to get this moving as fast as possible. So, and I'm between your lunch, so, and it's 12 o'clock. So that's where we are.
Question to you. So,
I think the reason why the Nordunet video conferencing solution is used heavily, especially within Trainorgeon, is that you provide the Scopia web client, which is a very easy way for most of the users, just fire up the browser, if they have the plugin properly downloaded and installed, of course, they could actually join the MCU rooms that are also open for any traditional H3 type of connectivity. So what's the, do you have a roadmap to keep that kind of infrastructure running and you start the experiment with Jitsi and maybe other WebRTC platforms in parallel? Or you have kind of a deadline for switch over to a new platform?
No, we're gonna keep the old platform running. Actually, this WebRTC project has nothing to do with the Nordnet video conferencing infrastructure. This is SUNET and UNINET asking Nordnet to provide this infrastructure. Currently, we're actually looking on how to get something different than the platform we have now, and something that would be as easy to manage as the platform, as you talked about, the RedVision Avaya platform we're running now.
So in other words, are you happy with Scopia, or you wanna change that Scopia type of access to your system to something else?
I would love to change it to WebRTC, if I could. But I've did a trial on the Pexip for the last year, and when we started a year ago, it was really good, and something happened with the upgrade, so it become more a corporate thing now. So for our users, as serving 5 Nordic countries, it needs to be more flexible. So that's where we hope that this product and the development that's been done here, we see a lot of potential in that.